Joining us right now for the Sunday panel is Clive Wilson, Methodist preacher on the Nid Valley Circuit, and also Jenny Jones, whose description often includes grandmother, magistrate, Rotarian.
Church warden.
Church warden.
Yes, that's why I'm dressed like this. I do not, you know, normally appear like this on a Saturday morning when I'm in.
It's some kind of satin blazer you're wearing.
It's a little bit of Jaeger,
darling. It looks gorgeous.
A little bit of Jaeger.
Yes.
What are you wearing today, Clive?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
There we go. It's a little bit of manliness. That's
ready,
what it
I'm
is.
I'm ready for
a
preaching
Sunday.
In Starbeck.
In Starbeck, not yeah. Starbucks.
Yeah. And no, I'm ready to go to the. I've got to be at the 10 o'clock service. I've got to the health and safety inspection first.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, do you know, it's one mad round of pleasure. And then we've got the annual church meeting at 11:30, so...
Well, it's go on a Sunday for you, isn't it, Jenny?
It's one mad round of pleasure, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's have a chat about the stories then in the Sunday panel, as we like to do, that's making our news and caught our attention. Speaking of one mad round of pleasure, let's start with the Street Angels, who this weekend... they started in Halifax 2006, basically a group of volunteers, Christian volunteers, who go out on the street and make sure people who have indulged too much on a night out are okay, get home safely, get to the hospital if they need to, etc. They've started in Magaluf this weekend, which is a notorious resort in Mallorca. I don't know if you two have ever been or not. If you haven't, don't. It's not the kind of family holiday place you would want to go. They've started this weekend, and we'll catch up with them in about 10 minutes to see how it went. But would the two of you ever be a street angel? Would you ever give up your time to make sure people are okay on a night out?
I think it's a great cause, and I think it's something that, you know, it must be a privilege to be out there amongst all those kids that are having a hard time and to just give them a hand. And that seems to be what the Street Angels are all about.
Are they interfering, Jenny, or are they doing what other people should be doing?
I think that it's pure pastoral care, really, in the widest sense, because they're just seeing a need and actually meeting that need there and then. Mm. And they're actually doing what Christ would have done. He went to help the suffering. And so they're actually just taking that further. But they're not there preaching at people. They are just helping them, you know, making sure they get a taxi home, making sure they reunite them with their friends, get them some water, give them some flip-flops if they're falling off the high heels, especially the men, of course. But, you know, I think it's an absolutely wonderful organisation. Absolutely
what
amazing.
What does it say, though, about us as a society? Because I get the point about Jesus helping other people, but he helped those that found themselves in destitution and in problems caused by other people. In ill health, didn't he? This is something which people have chosen to put themselves in.
Yes, it is, and I mean, it's we have a lot of problems with people overindulging, and you know things have got worse that way. However, with having them there, the street crime caused by alcohol has been reduced really considerably, and so. You know, I think they're doing a great job. I don't envy them going to Magaluf. I really don't.
I've honestly
I wouldn't even like to be on the plane going out there with them all.
It is hard work, a place like that.
And you say that people go there by choice. Well, yes, they do, but there's also an awful lot of peer pressure.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a group of mates and one of them decides they're going to do this and you go along, but you find yourself the one that's worse for wear or in the sea and drowning or whatever it may be, you still deserve a bit of love and attention. I think that's what the Street Angels are about.
In the papers today, in the Independent...